Holly and Shanice are prepping for a big weekend away, and it needs to go exactly to plan, so they need to know exactly what they're getting, like the choice of over 800 hotels.
Yes! Right in the centre!
So they're only moments away from where they want to be.
Woo!
With a super comfy bed waiting for them at the end of the night.
Oh.
And with checkout by 12 p.m, they can even hit snooze. Enjoy the same feeling whatever the trip. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Only available to book at premierinn.com.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. I got a Sunter with me.
Hello.
Hi, Sunter. I got a Gavin with me.
Hi.
Hi, Gav. I got Big Si with me. Hi, Big Si. I got Little Si with me.
Hi.
Hi, Little Si. And I've got a podcast with me that is a podcast fit for an absentee monarch. It really is. It's fit for a stand-in king. Ladies and gentlemen, we got on this week's podcast... Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, did you know in London, yeah, you're only ever 9 feet away from
a rat?
No, you are 9 feet away from someone who, if you start saying that fact, will finish it by presuming you're talking about a rat, is what I meant. We've also got, is that a gun in your heroic little slot, or are you just pleased to see me? It's both. Gav has a Glock in his slot. Plus, I've got all the latest showbiz gossip. The 4 till 7 thing podcast. It's actually better than all that.
Radio X.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's Monday, January 15th. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Looks like Dr. Sun Templeton's here. You're right, Doc.
Hi.
She's got a lot of stuff in her tank today.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can just tell.
Yeah.
Yeah? You just gassed up and you're ready to go.
Yep.
It's obvious, yeah. She's bouncing on the balls of her feet.
She really is, yeah. She'd spring out of any tunnel.
Absolutely,
literally,
yeah. Like a springbok.
Yeah, yeah. To Van Halen jump. Dun, dun, dun.
Doing that mad
ladies
kick.
And gentlemen, Santa! Harry's here.
Yeah.
You're Harry?
Yeah, I'm right, thanks, John.
Nice to, what sort of notice do you get then when Little Si's off?
Yeah, when
Little
Si's
obviously got.
Big Si text me at like just past 8 o'clock. But I wasn't awake.
This morning?
Yeah,
yeah.
I wasn't awake. I had a lion because my wife and child were away.
Oh, Welsh lion.
So the Welsh lion, yeah. So I actually received notice at 10:30 and then promptly got showered and here
and
we are.
Headed down, huh?
Were you wearing the old Irish pyjamas? You know what that is?
What is that?
It's when you crash out in your clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
No,
nice.
I wasn't actually.
Big Sunday night, Irish though, pyjamas. I imagine.
Did you have a massive one on your own?
Well, my sister was down. It's her birthday. It's
your
birthday
solicitor?
Today.
Your solicitor?
My sister.
Oh, right.
It's
I
a birthday
you said
today.
Solicitor as
no,
well.
No, I thought you said no.
This is
no,
very
my,
formal.
My solicitor's in town, so...
very formal for
always,
a Sunday evening.
You know,
yeah.
So it's always good for a... So we went to a decent restaurant.
And discussed.
We went to the same one we went to for the Christmas party.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah.
You went to the Pig's Head?
Yes.
Cool.
On
nice
Saturday.
In, it's nice in there, isn't it?
Hey, still waiting for the thank you.
Mm.
Just saying. You know, because you're part-time Harry, yeah? The Royal, just say if you're listening to the Royal Family, you're not the only group of people who've got a spare called Harry. Yeah, who's not that popular. So, guys, I went to watch Chelsea.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for that 12:30 kickoff. Really friendly, that is.
That sets you up for the weekend.
It's a guarantee of no atmosphere, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
A lot of basically at Chelsea, you've got a lot of sober people coming in from Surrey and Kent.
Yeah, slightly hungover sober people, probably.
Yes. Really, it warmed up a bit, but it's not good.
No.
And then we really struggled against Fulham at times. It was sort of like, you know, Rotherham were lucky to hang on after this. You know, it was really dang, 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 dang.
It was one of those
dang,
games,
dang,
yeah.
Sort of
scrappy
league,
and
league roundup,
right?
And but you know, you shouldn't pay that money for that. But what really got me about it, and I got into big arguments afterwards. You were saying 3 points, aren't it, John?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not holding up West Ham as being anything, but you would never get that attitude at West Ham. Because they've got a way that they think they should play. And Chelsea used to be called the Entertainers.
Yeah.
And, you know, generally because it was a disaster. Because it was forever came down.
Because the wheels came off the clown car quite often.
Rubbish, yeah, right. But there was at least a bit of flair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really annoying because you look at things on Instagram, you know, like Cole Palmer's efforts, you sort of think, how can I miss that? Well, that looks like a really good bit of skill. That was,
really good,
what was
yeah.
that? Hidden in there, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
to me, it was just absolutely appalling. Mm. The other thing that happened over the weekend is Milton, my youngest, three, He's become, he can now talk a bit.
Right.
And it's, well, quite a lot.
Yeah.
In fact, a hell of a lot.
Mm.
But it's dangerous.
Why?
Well, it's like you know, lorry drivers with a spy in the cab, the tachometer. Because he's now capable of telling his mum exactly what I'm up to and where I am.
Right.
Right.
So he's listening
as well. Daddy's on the bed again. Yeah. On Sunday, I like to have an all-day Columbo session.
Yeah, right. Daddy's on the bed again.
Daddy's on the bed again.
It's like Ceausescu's Romania.
No, really, I've just got this. No, but for the whole weekend, he was calling me Daddy's on the bed. I'm like, Daddy's on the bed.
I'm
he
not really.
He's really clever. No, Vanessa's now sending him up as a little, little search
little
droid.
Grass, yeah.
Little droid.
Like a little spy.
No, he is, though.
Yeah, he's
and then
reporting
he goes back
on
down.
You. Yeah.
No, he's not really grassing. He just says exactly what he sees.
What he sees, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's not good.
He's reporting back, though.
Because this isn't going to get better.
No, it's just really, really annoying. The other thing is he doesn't like me touching any of his dinosaurs.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Which is good. Yeah.
Wow.
And if I do, it can get quite
heated. You know, really?
No, he can get what they describe at the nursery as a little bit handsy.
Right. And you really wanted to play with that.
Which is one of the nicest expressions I've heard. No, they were playing nicely, actually. It didn't get very handsy.
You're too handsy.
It's just nice, isn't it?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
The rise of no-frills funerals has happened to avoid growing costs.
Okay.
So average funeral now costs about $4,000.
Okay.
Right. So it's a rip-off, considering all you do is burning something. Is it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
And using a church, which is there anyway.
Yeah.
If you use a church.
And not even always a church.
But
yeah,
what
yeah,
really
yeah.
gets me is this.
Mm.
Do you know that you belong to the state?
How do you mean?
Your body, everything. That's why you have a passport. You're not an independent human.
Right.
You belong to the United Kingdom government.
Okay.
Now, when you die,
yeah,
your family then goes to the coroner and they give you back your body. That's
you
why
are
they're
kidding.
Doing it. No, just in time for you to pick up the cost of funerals.
Right.
So that's what you're doing when you go to the coroner. You go and sign for the body, and now it's your problem.
Yeah, wow.
They've taken all they can from you. So you're not...
Well, no, not yet, because they still haven't taxed your estate either.
No, right. But technically that body's owned by the Crown. That's a very interesting point, though.
I never knew.
Yeah, we're all owned by the Crown.
Yeah, I never knew that distinction.
And then the coroner, which is obviously from the word works for the Crown.
Yeah, yeah.
They give you the body just in time for you to pick up that little cost while they're waiting to tax everything.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
through the property, look at everything... Just to check,
yeah.
you know, even a painting hasn't suddenly accrued value because
sure.
you just
sure.
shrewdly bought it at a car boot sale. Check the signatures of that just to wring every last bit out of you.
Yeah.
They don't see us humans, Gav. Do you know what they see us as? Flannels.
Definitely.
Wet flannels to be wrung out.
To be squeezed.
Just literally
yeah,
squeezed.
Yeah.
But when you're in a car, yeah. flannel.
Yeah.
Squeeze them. Squeeze everything out of them.
They are the state
for,
mangle.
For daring to travel without us getting a bit of it. I tell you what, they are meaner than the Sopranos. Anyway, I just think that after you've worked to the age of 65 for a government and done everything, maybe they should pick up the cost.
Mm.
And a little portion of that national insurance every week should just go into that.
Yes.
It's not much.
Sure.
Especially
pass away without that money
to
do it. Yeah,
50
yeah.
years of working, whatever it is,
yeah,
you'd have
yeah.
thought, you know, it's not too much. Plus getting £100 a year.
Yeah.
Do you know what else I think as well?
What?
Well, I think the cigarette companies.
Mm.
Again, if it's £5,000 for a... You know, you should be able to get buried like in a big Marlboro carton.
Yeah, they should.
If you've been a lifelong smoker,
yeah,
you should be able to save vouchers.
You've already
your,
given them
yes,
tens of thousands
of
pounds.
That's part of your
yeah.
scheme. You know, your contributions to that are almost bigger than national insurance for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
you imagine the glory of going along and a rep from Marlboro turns up and they put you in one of the old-fashioned 200 big... cartons, you know, light your feet, send you in.
Be a pack of 10 would be the right dimensions.
No, the carton, the 200,
oh, yeah, the 200,
200
yeah.
be perfect.
Yeah, the one with
although,
the, yeah,
although,
the...
Although you're right about the pack of 10, what, would you even have the same action of opening it? So they shut the
So you can be shown...
You know, the whole lid. States,
yeah,
right.
yeah. Just so your they head up.
Cover
yeah.
your head with foil. Yeah, right, nice. Oh, and then a giant clipper.
Okay. As you go into the crematorium.
Right, and it's
perfect.
A giant clipper yeah. there, and it starts, and it's, you know, again, just ideas. We're not married to these, but I'm just saying, they used to be able to get, like, gifts and things with embassy vouchers.
I know.
It's not a lot to ask.
No.
Is it?
Of course not.
Right.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
And certainly a best combination you could ever put under interests on a CV.
Yeah.
Fireworks and dirt bikes.
Oh, come
not
on.
Not golf, snooker, darts?
No. Fireworks, dirt bikes.
It's a great combo.
It's a great combo. 83936. What's your losing combo that will definitely no one's going to hire you?
For hobbies and interests on a CV.
Hobbies and interests, it's just two. You're
right. Okay, two. That's a great text.
And you can have fireworks for anything. I think an interest in fireworks is funny.
It's really
Mine's
funny.
Fireworks and dirt bikes. Just have a think about it.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Thank you so much for your double threat CV interest. This is because I was thinking, I saw a CV. Mm. I haven't seen one for ages. I'm not going to say whose it was. And it just had hobbies and interests. It really made me laugh. I was just thinking, how can I alter that?
Yes.
And I thought fireworks and dirt bikes.
Yeah.
Sorry, fireworks, full stop, dirt bikes.
Yes, not at the same time. Separate interests.
Well, no, it could be. No, it's just fireworks, dot.
Right.
Full stop, dirt bikes.
Okay.
As interest, I thought no one's getting a job there. Loads of great ones here. James in Lincolnshire, he says arson and tax fraud.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's not a career move, putting that on your CV.
That's a great twofer. Lap dancing and bullfighting, says Alan in Chelmsford. Exotic meats and unregistered firearms. No name on that one. Suns, what are you seeing that you like there?
Pyrotechnics and 90s rom-com films. It's from Kevin in Manchester.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, though, but if you did get that job, you could find yourself with a very strange boss.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, let's
get hired.
We're going to watch Sonoma's Fire tonight after some... pet sitting and taxidermy, says Simon in Tavistock. Gav, what are you seeing there?
I've seen bloodletting and arachnid collecting.
Which I like. Ventriloquism and embalming.
Wonderful.
Says George
wonderful.
The Wizard. That's wonderful. What are you seeing there, Gav?
Thrash metal and fox hunting.
Suns?
That's from Ed.
Serial killer novels and archery.
Nice. And lastly, PlayStation and cigarettes from Simon and Shirley.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Let's have some showbiz gossip.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. First up, Julia Roberts. This is according to the Daily Telegraph today.
Go on.
Julia Roberts almost refused her role in Notting Hill because it seemed so awkward for her to play a famous actress.
What?
I just don't see myself as that. I can tell you now, I've been interviewing you for years, and you are the most starry, worst
it's
offender.
Exactly how she sees herself.
Like an actress.
Yeah.
I don't start to play you this intimidating. Mm. Once I interviewed Julia Roberts, they had to fly. They flew us out to Venice, and then not only to Venice, we had to then get boats to an island with a hotel on it with just her in it.
Oh wow!
Right.
Lido in February, it was freezing and miserable.
Right.
And I had to stay in this really spooky hotel with like monks, images of statues of monks outside the door, all stabbed with darts.
Was it like Name of the Rose in there?
It was really horrible. Yeah, and they had to open it up and it smelt. It was all damp, especially the drawers.
Mm.
So anyway, the Oscar-winning actress spoke about her celebrated part in the hit 1990 romantic comedy about a bookstore owner falling in love with the world's biggest movie star. She said, honestly, one of the hardest things I've ever had to do was playing a movie actress.
Oh, yeah.
It's the clumsiest humble brag I've ever heard.
It's so clumsy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. The 4 till 7 thing says, back off, Julia. That's a load of bull. Next up, George Clooney says that his new film may be the last because being a father to twins is so time-consuming.
Because,
of course, him and his top lawyer wife, they haven't got a nanny or anything.
Yeah, and also, they had them a while ago. How old? They must be like at school by now.
They're 17, the kids.
Oh, they're not.
He's got six-year-old twins.
Okay, sure, right, they're at school.
Yeah, right, what's he got to do? Exactly right. Well, you can't get someone on the school run.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
The 4 till 7 thing says, back off, George, cut the bull.
Who else can we tell to back off and cut the bull?
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's image has been used in an AI-generated deepfake scam video.
Yeah.
The reason I'd have smelt a rat, because... it's a really odd one, this. Do you know what it was for, a giveaway for?
No.
Le Creuset.
What, cookware?
Yes.
What? Those thick pans?
Yes.
They're very expensive pans, though. Very
a video heavy, being yeah. shared across social media platforms purports to show the singer urging fans to hand over their bank details for a chance to win one of 3,000 cookware sets.
Right. That does sound a bit
She
touchy.
Says, hey, y'all, it's Taylor Swift here. Due to a packaging error, we can't sell 3,000 Le Creusette
Due to a packaging yeah. error.
So I'm giving them all away to my loyal fans.
Oh my goodness. Nobody
fell for this. Yes. The 4 till 7 thing says, back off, Taylor. Cut the bull. That is the very latest in broadsheet gossip.
Oh, amazing. Man.
Yeah, that's a load of broadsheet.
Radio X.
So, there's an article today in The Star.
Mm.
And it's only because it's not. The papers have been ripped apart by news.
Mm.
And, you know, I always like to use a physical paper for what I call the late trawl on sure. Radio X.
Sure.
Not troll, trawl.
Different thing, yeah.
And it's a really nice piece about rats and stuff I didn't know about rats. It's actually really interesting. It's, but just at the end, as yeah. you'll hear,
yeah.
they can't stop themselves from being Daily Star.
Oh, yeah. really? Why?
Someone said, easy, mate. We're going to need a bit more Star, mate.
Right.
Hey, mate, that sounds like something you might get in The Economist or something. Remember, we're the Star.
It's ain't the Observer.
Anyway, get this. First up, rats are one of the few animals, it's a rat fact, that appear to actually laugh. They enjoy a giggle.
Oh.
Really?
When scientists tickle the rodents, they manage to measure their reaction, capturing the sounds of tittering. They're usually inaudible to the human ear, but you can bring them down. This is the sound. I got it off YouTube. Here we go. Go on, little side.
No.
Yes.
That's not a rat.
That's not
a rat.
A rat.
Well, that's a rat laughing that's while it's been tickled.
While it's been tickled, it makes that noise. Now, the thing is, we've had to bring it down. They've brought it down a lot.
Yeah.
To bring it into your hearing spectrum.
Oh, I see, because it's inaudible normally. Only dogs can hear it.
What is wrong with that?
That just doesn't sound like it could be.
No,
a
no,
rat.
It won't do because we've had to demodulate it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little sigh? Wasn't that when you were tickling little sigh?
No, we've had to demodulate. Okay, they enjoy a dance.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Rats have rhythm. Yes, sir, rats have rhythm. They can boogie.
Yeah.
They dance to the beat of songs like Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
How do they know that's the kind of tune they like to have a dance to? How do they know?
Because they found out at the University of Tokyo in Japan.
Oh, they played different
yes.
songs to them and
they
got
used
them
text
dancing.
Using motion sensors right, and they right, found right. that song along with
got them moving,
Born
yeah.
This Way by Lady Gaga are the two.
Amazing.
I haven't even got to the Daily Star bit. Okay. Being nice.
Yeah.
They help out a fellow rodent if it's trapped.
Do they?
Yes, they come to attack.
Okay.
Provided that it's not an enemy, because they also have friends and enemies.
They have rival rats?
Yes, yes.
Really?
And they avoid rats they don't like.
Oh, really?
They have rats they do like, and they. But
wow.
the danger is then those rats will form a gang.
Yes.
And they'll get rid of any enemies that
right.
they have.
Uh-huh.
So it's unclear if it's friends. It's not just, they're just not just forming packs like the
yeah, yeah.
monkeys in London Zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Daydreaming. Rats like to imagine things. The Daily Star suspects it's cheese.
That's mice. Rats don't eat cheese.
Yeah, and fondue restaurants. The rat's thoughts can go to a very remote location, research says. Driving cars.
What?
Yep.
That'd be silly.
One of the cleverest animals around, it appears rats even like going for a leisure drive. Research at the University of Richmond in the US taught a group of them how to drive tiny plastic cars.
No, they
You are
didn't.
Kidding.
In exchange for bits of cereal.
You are kidding.
I'm not.
Were they crunchy nut cornflakes?
Do you know something? I've never seen you two look...
I'm stymied.
You really like
I'm stupefied.
That, I look at Sun, she's like...
They drove little cars.
Suddenly she's just like looking at me like, I'm not going to get you one, Sun. I haven't got... I'm not going to now pull footage out. It's not like them giggling. I haven't got
I'm just thinking
like
of the reality TV opportunity.
Oh, right.
Well, the driving ones are probably quite expensive
cars.
Now because yeah. they're so highly trained.
Two of them in a rally car would be good.
Oh,
giving
man.
Little heads bobbling. Okay,
yeah.
you ready for this?
Go on.
Getting stressed.
What about it?
Driving the cars, yeah.
Mm.
Also, weirdly, when they created traffic jams.
No way.
They got stressed. Yeah. This is the noise they make when stressed. Little sigh.
That's them getting angry,
That's
right?
That's them going grr, grr.
Right.
Play
right.
again, little sigh.
Wow. Quite a scene there in that traffic jam.
Yeah. Okay, last up, yeah. Now, this is what's hilarious. So, I'm reading that, thinking, you know, they've really put that together. They've got the University of Humboldt, the University of
Richmond,
yeah. University of Tokyo, all these places. Guess what happens at the end? The last rap fact for the Daily Star. Dressing saucily.
No.
Yep.
How do they fit that in?
Lots of blokes love their partners to dress up in sexy undies.
Yeah.
It seems rats do too.
What?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Yeah, get this. Boffins in Canada, they haven't named where.
Boffins.
Found they could become conditioned to prefer mating with female rats wearing bra-like jackets.
Oh, my goodness.
For God's sake.
Shut up.
There's no rats with bras
that's
on.
Fantastic.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Then they use words like panties, lingerie.
Oh, nice.
Now that's classic, isn't it?
It's just classic. Weird.
But it's brilliant. All these nice facts and then dressing saucily.
X. 183 countries and territories, tens of thousands of decision makers, one unmissable opportunity. MWC Barcelona is back, February 26th to 29th, 2024. Experience the power of connection at the world's largest and most influential connectivity event. Featuring inspirational keynote talks from industry thought leaders and an exhibition demonstrating the incredible range of sectors being transformed by connected tech. Head to mwcbarcelona.com to register your place.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Gav.
Yes.
We move to heroes of gun manufacturing. Gav.
It's more the inventing bit that blew me away.
Now, this was a guy who's died. Gav spotted him in his obituary, and I think
it was in the obituary this week. He died last month at 94, so the hero is Gaston Glock.
Glock.
He was an engineer, inventor, and as we'll find out later on, an agile pensioner. He invented the Glock pistol, but it's not even so much that. It's that it's one of those obituaries that when you read it, your eyes just get wider and wider wider as you read.
Okay. How did the Glock business start off?
In 1980, he had a business. He had a plastic molding company.
Right.
And he had a business supplying curtain rods, window fittings, and with this molding plastic machinery, knife sheaths to the Australian military. Austrian military. And he was there delivering curtain rods and window fittings when he heard two officers talking about how they were getting tenders for a new service pistol from different companies. And he asked if he could make a bid. They laughed at him. And an employee at the time said, "You don't laugh at Mr. Glock."
Which I think is an amazing punchline for an action hero.
Oh, it's great.
You don't laugh at Mr. Glock.
Well,
it's a T-shirt.
It's unbelievable. He developed the pistol from a material called Zetel. That material from DuPont leapt out of the page at me. Because you know what else they make that out of? They made Skyway Tough mag wheels for BMXs out of that in the 80s, yeah.
Nice, Gav.
It's the only time I've ever seen that
word.
It's
a lovely tie-in for you, isn't it? Your interests.
Absolutely right.
If they made guitars for it as well, you'd probably be passed out on the floor, Gav.
Yeah. So he was in his 50s. He spent a year or two testing his new invention, because he made the pistol out of plastic.
Tell him how he tested it.
He tested it with his left hand in case he had an accident, so he still had his right hand in case.
The designing.
In 1982, he won that contract for 20,000 pistols. Now they're everywhere. There are 50 different military forces around the world that use them, as well as obviously the whole American market, and it made him a billionaire. But that's not even the most of it. He had a shady business partner called Panama Charlie Ewart.
Yeah.
And this is the account in the paper. Ewart was embezzling from him. Millions.
Panama Charlie also had... I'd never trust someone called Panama.
No.
But because it involves Panama and Charlie.
Absolutely.
But he also had full access, because he was policing the licensing of this gun around the world.
Right.
He had full access to all Glock's finances.
Oh, I see. So he was shifting money around.
He was making sure they got paid.
And so dodgy Glock's money was quite busy in Panama in those days.
Especially in the handgun business. Yeah, right.
Anyway, so he challenged him about it, and Ewart invited him to meet him in a car park.
An underground car park.
This is the Bond stuff, right? Yeah. Because Gaston Glock used to fly his own jet.
Yes.
This is how Bond this all is. Anyway, so he went to meet him in this car park, and he was induced to come and look at a sports car. When he got there, and this is the account, From behind this sports car sprang a 67-year-old French hitman. Don't forget, Gaston was 70 at the time.
Yeah. But it's nice that his mate laid on also an ageing hitman, not a young guy.
Amazing.
Not a young guy, you know?
A man called Jacques Pecheur, who had formerly wrestled under the name Spartacus.
Yeah.
He hit Glock on the head with a rubber mallet, and at 70... he was very fit, Glock. He used to swim several miles a day, and he was no pushover. He punched the assassin in the eye, knocking him out. Both men collapsed, with Pecheur being found by the police with his arms outstretched, cruciform, like Jesus Christ, on top of Glock.
How about that?
In the end, both of them, the guy who hired him and the hitman, they did a couple of decades in prison. Quite rightly.
Yes.
But either way, for just that alone.
An agile pensioner. He,
yeah.
At the age of 50, turned his life around, became a billionaire.
Amazing.
You're never too late to think up a new designer hangar.
Absolutely right. Gas on Glock.
That's if you've got an existing plastics company.
Absolutely right, yeah.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
A few little stories for you. First up, well, three stories for you. Hmm. Shepherd huts lead pupils back to study. Oh, what? Isn't that nice?
Shepherd huts.
Yeah. Because David Cameron used one to write his memoir. So now, in recent years, they've soared in popularity. And a couple of schools are now using to entice reluctant children back on site. What happened to truant officers?
Right.
Also,
literally scouring city centres, sending little sods back to school.
Was that thing Cameron was photographed on, sitting in front?
Yeah,
it's
right,
like
yeah.
A, what was it? Like
oh,
a...
no.
It's basically a fancy shed at the bottom of your garden
right.
that you can charge people loads of money to stay in because it's really
right.
rural and authentic.
Yeah. Okay,
29,500 it's cost one school in Swindon.
Is that all?
No, but it was match funded by, and it helps kids who don't really like school, they just want to go in and look at their phones and they find school a bit, they don't really like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Oh, the lad who fancies himself as a poet.
No, do it again.
Wrong.
What are you, what?
It's the wall.
It's the wall, Pink Floyd.
Oh.
I just, honestly.
Yeah. I know. What the hell is school
come
to?
The point about school is it's a test.
Mm.
Because in life, a lot of jobs are boring. Mm. You're going to sit there, you have to take in lots of information you don't want to take in.
Process it, do
and also,
the work.
Essentially, the teacher, a lot of people don't like their teachers,
yeah.
don't like you either,
yeah.
and that replicates pretty well the relationship between most people and their boss.
Yep.
It's great preparation for life.
Very
doing
good,
something
yeah.
that's utterly inane, not...
repetitive.
Yes, repetitive, not at all seemingly for your benefit.
Yeah. No credit whatsoever.
No credit whatsoever, and at the end, pointless quality. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It's all
it's
practice.
About getting
it's
through
all
stuff.
Practice, right.
Yeah.
That's why smart kids who later on become barristers and things, they can just they you know, they're quite good at school.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they can just take in all this useless information and remember it. No offense, Gav. Okay. next up, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Go on.
You're not gonna believe this.
Yeah.
Car dealers have been misleading buyers.
No, they
what?
Haven't.
On warranty.
Those men are saints.
Car dealerships are misleading buyers by telling them they must use the in-house service and repair teams. What, you've just started on that dodge, have you?
This is like third, this has been going on for decades.
Like, you know, this is a consumer affair agent. What have you done? Just discovered car dealers. It doesn't end there. They're total liars to a man.
I think they make more money on the repairs than the selling the cars.
What's they doing?
It's insane.
Well, not only that, like Mercedes and people, they've changed all the nuts so that you can only use a Mercedes
yes.
car because other people's spanners won't fit them.
Right, right. And also, they charge like a barrister's hourly rate.
Oh, no, much more than that.
It's so much
I don't
money.
Think the mechanics are getting that, but they do. It costs more
no,
than...
No, that's right, yeah. They charge like 150
an hour. Oh, yeah, you
might
as well have whatever he's called, Michael Mansfield, doing it, whatever he's called. Literally. Or Mishkonda, whatever.
Mishkondarea.
Yeah, you might as well just have Mishkondarea fix your vehicle. It'll be cheaper.
Right.
Seriously, or shillings.
That's right.
Sort of mechanical division. And last up, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to cheer some of you up, yeah? Do you want a bit of EU, a bit of feel-good from the EU?
Go
oh,
on.
Yeah.
Okay, get this. This is great. Hang on. It was only a little mistake with small change, but it has cost France dear, I'm afraid.
Mm.
Really?
Remember, one of the things you must have noticed when we left the EU
yeah.
was how... no one tried to keep us in there, particularly.
No.
Make the effort saying, oh, please stay, Britain.
No.
Yeah?
Of course
please.
Not.
Particularly not the French.
No.
We've always tried to make it as uncomfortable as possible for us there. Mm. Particularly, you always get the feeling that, you know, Waterloo, They haven't quite forgotten it. They don't particularly like we're the British it, getting on with the Germans because that put them in a sort of Saxon, literally an Anglo-Saxon sandwich.
It were terrifying for the French.
They sort of think, don't let the English and Germans realise they've got loads in common. Lager, sausages.
Football.
Football. Heavy metal.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right.
It's endless.
Exactly right. I'm really getting like, being really pale, but just being obsessed with getting a tan.
Yeah.
Burning.
Yes.
Exactly the same holiday
exactly
resort.
The same.
Mallorca.
Yeah.
And the French just don't want us to quite read German cars.
Yeah.
Quite realise that how...
They don't want to know about
anyway,
that,
get this. It was only a little mistake with small change, but it has cost France dear. The Paris Mint has had to melt down 27 million new coins because the European Commission said the EU stars on them aren't visible enough.
What?
Oh, you're kidding.
Do you know what? Have that. Radio X. Just looking at one of the best headlines of the year so far. I know it's early days, but this really was refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, these days it's single faith schools, everyone arguing, and it's all going in this kind of woke direction,
sure,
in a weird way, and yet strangely conservative at the same time.
Mm. Right.
Quite puritanical, Gaff. Mm. Almost puritanical
in
times.
Its way,
but
yeah.
Very, but get this, yeah? This is refreshingly old school.
Go on.
All religions must make sacrifices, says head.
Wow.
Okay.
Really is rolling back the years, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I see that headline, I was inspired. I was thinking, yes, that would bring people back in the churches. All the time we're hearing that, you know, they're struggling to get people in. But if you knew you were going to get a bit of a sacrifice going on in there, like...
Do they specify human or...?
Well, that's the great thing.
That's down to faith. It's what you want to do.
It depends whatever.
Obviously, Lamb of God for your Christians.
Sure,
but that's great if you're going to get that in there. And they get a real flavour for a sort of much more of a living and then, I guess, a dead faith.
I mean, the options for theatricality... With something like that being part of the service,
superb.
Forget
Gaff.
About
you
it.
Get in someone like Alice Cooper because he knows to put on
But also just for kind of old school winging it.
Yeah.
So you make out you've dusted off an old volume and this is how they would have done it.
Yes.
And you just say, you know, quite high church, a goat coming up there.
Definitely a goat. Yeah, goat's traditional,
suddenly,
isn't it? Yeah.
Hoiked up by its hind legs, bucking around.
You don't want to see that.
The traditional blood bucket, which then is used, the blood is used to daub infants.
The congregation fainting and saying,
Gavin, I think it's marvellous.
Also, it gets people outside a bit more if you're going to bring in the fire element.
Absolutely.
Having some kind of
always involve fire if you can. Yeah.
Now you're talking to me. That I like.
Yeah. At the very least, it'll get people talking.
Yeah, also, you know, throughout the homily, you know, the vicar doing the address, just in the background, you know what's coming during Mass a bit later in the show.
Yeah.
And you can just hear...
The word of mouth alone. The word of mouth alone. Would quadruple the audience.
They're going to do an Oxen Apocalypse Now style.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's literally going to be like, you know, you come out of there, people coming out looking like, gee, literally saying... Jesus.
Mm. You know, it was actually a Vietnamese ox as well.
They had this little lad from
Vietnam.
They
shipped it in.
And you could see his dad said, in one, son. In one. In one! And he's literally up in the air with it. I mean, marvellous. And again, this is what people forget about religion. People went in there for a story.
Yep.
They weren't going in there to hear something normal. No wonder it reads like fiction.
I've
got news for you. Yeah. It probably is.
You know what happens after the ceremony?
What, Gav?
A feast.
Yes.
A feast.
Right. After, because it used to transport people. You're talking about the guy who's created heaven and earth and everything.
Mm.
You know? You don't want some dreary bloke rolling up, followed by someone with a guitar and a scarf, singing about Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. No. You just had an hour devoted to the guy who literally parted the waters with his hands and moved his hand across the water to create the sea, put the sun in the sky and the moon and separated light from darkness. And then you got somebody going, and I said to thy grandson, how like the kingdom of heaven? You got some guy, you know, boring on. Give us a show.
Different deal, isn't it?
Also, Gav, use a bit of magic.
Absolutely.
Saw someone in half.
Oh, definitely.
And then they appear at the back and they go, now.
Absolutely.
Trapdoors.
Yeah. Yes. Flying.
No, trapdoors.
I mean, the vicar could fly in on a string.
Or literally
like
walk on water.
Yes.
Use of magnets.
I love
water and wine.
trickery suddenly appearing on the other side of the altar.
Suddenly turning a snake into his staff. Give us a show.
That church is going to be full.
Of course it is.
It's going to be full.
Everyone forgets why. I mean, do you think you'd have built that just for some bore, just to go on and it'd be all cold and uncomfortable, unless you had a right show going?
You could start small, just do a gerbil or something, just to get people used to the idea.
Right.
And then move up the scale.
But you imagine when those vicars back in the day, Gaff, back in the Middle Ages, back in medieval times, when a lot of our churches date from, when he started to open that book up and they're thinking, swallowed by a whale.
What?
Christ alive.
That seems drastic.
Nearly sacrificed his kid. Christ alive. Voices from a burning bush. Plagues. You know. Powerful stuff. Healing sick people left, right and centre.
Well, everything went on a boat.
Raising from the dead. What have they got now? Someone with a guitar and a scarf.
Yeah, no, the early Bible's like a Tarantino movie.
Much better to fill their head with rubbish. Fiction.
X.
Do you belong here? Sitting next to me in the back of a Bell 212 helicopter, about to give your team the go on a jungle training exercise. What's your gut saying? Not for you? Turn the volume down? Or stay here and see how far you could go with leadership training unlike anywhere else. Go, go, go! Still listening? You belong here. Army, recruiting now. Search Army officer.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Ladies and gentlemen, when friend to the show Mike broke a bone in his wrist, according to him, the doctor said, that's a very rare bone that most people don't even have that to break. That's a very rare bone that, Mike. Most people don't even have that bone to break, is what Mike said.
Yeah, it's exactly what he said.
Before telling us why we couldn't play a record that we all liked.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get it, and I love that too, but...
The listeners, they'll end up loving it too much in a way.
Yeah, in a way, they'll love that. Let's not do that. Which is how Mike used to bat away our suggestions.
Sure.
That it might be too popular, that. And again, I love that because I'm dead young and that. I've recently been told with blood pressure like mine, I'll live forever.
Yeah.
And Radio X is easy. Who's off this week. She just had surgery.
Yeah.
The doctor informed her that they struggled to make the first incision because her stomach was, quote, so muscular.
Awesome.
Yeah. You've been sending in your medical miracles.
I believe in miracles.
Oh. Is that the same one as always?
Yeah, I've forgotten how great this is.
Miracles. A dentist told Ellen the size of her tongue was overwhelming in comparison to her mouth.
Oh.
Gaz in Nottingham was told by a nurse who was syringing his ear he had a very kinky canal. Oh. Steve P's armpit appears to be resistant to electrical current. Oh, that's unbelievable.
How did he find out?
I don't know. He must have been having some kind of hair removal thing.
I guess,
electrolysis or something.
Yeah.
Send your medical miracles to 83936. Here we go.
I believe in miracles.
How does he get his voice to do that at
the
end?
It's so bad, it's so bad. Go on, what you got there, son?
Katie in Cheshire has recently been for an upper abdominal scan, and the lady conducting the procedure informed her that she had a gallbladder that doesn't want to be found.
I believe in miracles.
What have you got, Gav?
Rick in Manchester once got welder's flash at work. And thinking he had grit in his eyes, he went to A&E to get it checked. I think that's when you get sunburn on your eye.
On your eye, yeah, exactly. Go on.
Upon arriving and seeing the nurse, Rick was told he had the, quote, dirtiest eyes she'd ever seen.
Oh. I believe in miracles!
So he got married 4 years later.
It's like a country and western tune.
It really is.
You got the dirtiest eyes that I've seen. Warren in Bristol once had a scan on his shoulders and was told by the doctor that such tendon and muscle damage is usually only seen in Olympic weightlifters. Warren is an accountant.
Wow.
What have doctors, dentists, opticians, any medical professionals said to you to make you feel like a special guy or gal?
Yeah.
83936 or at Radio X. It does really help, you know. When I crashed my car and the airbag, I had my thumb over the middle of the wheel. The airbag took my thumb off.
Oh, God,
disconnected, so it's hanging off, which is weird. I was sort of walking around a roundabout,
sort of thinking, what the hell has just happened?
Yeah.
My thumb was hanging off, but I was still able to sort of move it.
Weird.
It's really weird when it's not in the same place. Ugh. It's quite weird. Shocking.
Yeah.
Anyway, it leaves you in a sort of dream. But when I went to the hospital and the surgeon who put it back on, I say that, the junior doctor who's going to put it back in,
yeah.
He when he wanted to take photographs to show his students, because he'd never seen anything like that.
Ah.
I really felt like suddenly real big, brave
real
boy.
Special, yeah,
really
yeah.
It really does. It's so 83936, please get him in, or at Radio X, because, ladies and gentlemen,
I believe in miracles.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Three bits of news for you now. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Are you ready for this?
Yep, go on.
Me. Gav, do you know who I am?
Who?
Yeah, me. Right, first up, it's getting harder to get gossip at work.
Really?
Yeah. Because the pods resemble small telephone booths. We've got them all over global here at Global Jazz. Places people are disappearing to make calls rather than just making personal calls like in the old days straight on their desks.
Right, next
so
to each other.
So now people are going that so you don't overhear as much.
Right, so you can't kick off the gossip.
I don't think we even have desk phones anymore.
No, I think you're right. Yeah,
gone.
I think they're going, yeah.
No, we do.
Do we? No, I think they're
gone. No, they're going, yeah.
Remember when I used to have a desk years ago here when I did the Capital Breakfast Show? I hadn't had a phone call in 9 years.
You had a desk with a phone on?
No, suddenly the phone rang.
You're kidding.
And I was going, you've got a phone call. I'd always complained about it.
Yeah.
And I literally picked it up and I went, hello? And it was just like, no, it's not. It counts.
And it wasn't a phone call.
I got phone calls all the time.
Yeah, because I used to have a desk phone. It had my name on it.
Yes.
It was like specifically
my
phone.
Well, no, it was worse than that. It's when, before the current administration moved in, it also had the share price for Capital on it.
Oh,
so
really?
You'd finish the breakfast show and you'd see it, God damn.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ alive. Anyway, what did I say? Oh, that's another headline tomorrow. Yeah. You do a good show sometimes. You think, oh, it's gone up by 2 pounds. That's weird. Anyway. The pods resemble small telephone booths. They popped up in offices to provide quiet sanctuaries where workers can retreat to make calls, close deals, and conduct delicate conversations with a spouse, doctor, or teacher.
Yeah.
But they're being blamed or praised for the demise of office gossip. There we go.
Right.
Do you want another one? I've got two more stories for you. You ready?
Go on.
Next, China's population crisis.
Mm. Right.
Because they cut it down to one child.
Yes.
Yes.
They've got a real crisis now.
In which era did they do the one child? Was it
80s?
Is it 80s? Yeah, right, well, go on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, newly published figures show that the Chinese population fell by 2 million to 1.4 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Last year, a drop of 0.15%. This was more than twice the drop of 850,000 the previous year. So it is dropping all the time due to what they did a while ago.
Mm.
The good news for them is, I think, once again, they've got it exactly right.
How?
Because, it's going to be tough because you've got a smaller amount of people growing up who are supporting this huge ageing population at the top.
Yes, yes.
C-notes Britain.
Go on, yeah.
This enormous, like a grey... If you imagine when an atom bomb goes off, you're left with that huge mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
Above,
with that big cloud hanging over you. That is like Britain's ageing population.
Right.
I say that as my dad hits London today for 5 days.
Oh.
And the youth are just a little speck underneath it all.
Yes, right. China's
getting ready to pay for it all. Yeah, yeah.
So China... You've got AI coming on, which is going to take away loads of jobs, particularly manufacturing jobs.
Yeah.
I reckon they might have judged it right.
Okay.
Because I don't think we're going to need these big populations of workers. I think they could have got it quite right.
Mm.
And lastly, Beijing loses its taste for cognac, I'm afraid.
Right.
You're kidding.
When entertained by Beijing business elite, it's expected you keep up with your host's frequent toasting with French cognac. Typically, they have it in shot glasses, not those great big balloons.
Yeah.
Right.
And it must be drunk as if it were water. Is the custom.
You just got to throw it back.
You've got to throw it back like you're drinking water.
My God.
I still have the heartburn on that one. My God. But after this month's announcement that China's launching an anti-dumping investigation into EU brandy imports, cognac's future is uncertain. China's the second largest market after the US for French brandy, having been introduced to it 200 years ago where they really got a taste.
Yeah.
But the move is considered to be retaliation for an EU investigation into allegations that state subsidies are allowing Chinese car makers to flood Europe with their electric vehicles. So in exchange for China flooding Europe with electric vehicles, yeah. they're going to stop sending Chinese going, all right, in that case, we're not going to drink your cognac.
Oh, I see.
I tell you
yeah,
this, yeah. cognac will win the day.
I think so.
Your appetite for cognac overcomes your need for electric cars.
Absolutely.
And as an electric car owner yeah. who also drinks a bit of brandy,
yeah.
Certainly rum, I can tell you that's absolutely true. If I hands down, I would pick brandy over electric cars.
Cognac has a proven record.
It has,
we
it
know
really
that.
Does. Whereas, and also you can charge your glasses, but you can't charge your car. This is the Liberties.
Have you ever had a first date with your next day delivery driver in the back of his van and tried desperately to think of things you have in common?
Well, I am an Aquarius with a Capricorn moon.
I did the quiz online and I'm a Hufflepuff.
What's that then?
Harry Potter.
Never seen it.
Friendship in all its glory. Big Boys on Channel 4. Stream now or watch Sundays at 10.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
The King is due in hospital for treatment next week.
Yes.
Royals are never out of hospital, are they?
Not really, no.
Malingerers. Buckingham Palace said yesterday they're not having kids, they're having procedures.
Sure, sure.
Buckingham Palace said yesterday, less than 2 hours after it was announced, Princess of Wales has undergone major surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, it doesn't surprise me.
Why?
Well, because she doesn't stop doing activities. Take it easy.
Sure.
It's like every day. As I say, she's caught in that period of being a leaver. So,
oh yes, she's
finished,
like a school leaver.
Yeah, she's
on
finished
her gap year.
She's finished. No, not on the gap year yet.
Oh, hello. After the yeah.
Yeah, she's finished her exams.
Yeah,
and it's not the end of term.
And it's not the beginning of her career yet.
So they just go off and do activities. They load up the school minibus and they go off and, like, you know, visit things
okay.
and run around doing activities and sort of, it looks like charity, and you sort of play hockey with children and basketball, then you have a go in a tank and then go to a fire station, have a go at a home.
It's activities.
It's activities. Just like having a go at stuff, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Is it an owl sanctuary?
Mm.
Anyway, Kensington Palace official, drive a train. Yeah, that's what she does anyway.
Sure,
every day.
Sure,
so,
sure,
you know, it's banter. Kensington Palace official said the princess has been admitted, but the king will attend hospital for a corrective procedure quite soon. Someone has said he won't need a stand-in.
Right.
But I'm saying, again, is that open to everyone?
Well, exactly. Why couldn't it be?
I mean, I think, who'd make it do it? Brian Connolly.
Be a great king for, I mean, he'd shake things up, that for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, it really would.
Be a great TV show, King for
it
a
would.
Day.
King for a day, right. But why is it just a given? It's going to be one of these, I would say, quite unpopular band of people.
Mm.
I mean, you're expecting the king, vaguely popular, not as popular as his mum or his missus, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead, you get Prince Edward, not popular.
No.
Right? and they've had to even take away titles from two of them because they're so unpopular.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? That's Harry and Andrew.
It's a tricky time.
Harry, who saw that, he just looked at him and his missus looked at it and realised, oh my God, his missus would have said to him, you realise, Harry, you're going to be like the new Andrew. I mean, without the allegations,
in
terms of role.
You don't want
and
that
then
role,
she
yeah.
thinks, that means I'm like Fergie. and what was their reaction? Naff off to Hollywood.
Get the hell out of here.
Sharpish.
Run.
Quick, run! Run!
They
We're
have,
the New Yorks!
They have opened themselves to a challenge, haven't they? They really have.
Absolutely, definitely.
I mean, they've left it wide open.
Listen, if you're going to stay with an aristocracy ruling it, or a monarchy at the top,
sure,
then let's look amongst the aristocrats for a new leader.
Right.
The Duke of Northumberland seems to be of the right stuff. He's also, unlike the royal family, he's British.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah, why not?
You know, he's not a malingering German.
Is King Tubby still alive?
King Tubby would be an excellent choice.
Stand well, in for a while?
Duke Ellington's gone. but any great jazzer.
Earl Strickland, the pool player.
Earl Strickland's
player.
Very good idea. Great idea, Gav. Great idea. I mean, it's a shame just Prince wasn't around. Still.
Absolutely. I mean, my
God. Because he loved the finery.
Can you imagine Prince in a carriage? I mean, he'd born to it, literally.
Yes, I can.
Born to it.
But this is what I mean, is that we're looking in the wrong communities.
Mm.
In the old days, these would have been very cavalier figures.
Yeah, I mean, Russell in Glasgow, he did mention this yesterday, but today he reiterates his nomination for Sir Alec.
Definitely.
To be King Alec the First.
And do you know what we'd be reminded of very quickly?
What?
Is that the only reason we've got a parliament who are corrupt, grasping, and a waste of money.
Yeah.
And don't represent the people or care about us. They don't care about democracy. Because they don't care about democracy. They don't care about people at all. Of course they don't. They just want to line their own pockets like the Tories. Democracy. But the only reason we've got them is because the king was a thief. years ago. So we had to rely on these people to stand up for the people. Otherwise, the aristocrats and the barons were just literally
do what he likes, yeah,
robbing
yeah.
us wholesale, yeah. which yeah, then yeah. The new lot who came in started doing.
Mm.
But if you had a man like Sir Alec...
Oh, there'd be no missing a boat.
Yeah, be fair, sir.
I just want a plain carriage, no gold.
Yes, to adorn my carriage.
Just black ebony. Yeah,
but also, you know, he's shrewd. He'd pick a good team round him. You'd certainly let him pick a decent cabinet.
He'd trim the budget
yeah,
somewhat.
Yeah, he'd certainly frighten any nonsense with money and stuff.
Oh.
I mean, there's an old Colombian saying, and it's the best bit of wisdom I heard last year, yeah?
Mm.
And it's true.
Mm.
Are you ready?
Go mm-hmm. on.
You leave someone in a room with a pot of honey for a certain amount of time. Sooner or later, they're going to dip their fingers in.
Everyone, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
And they will. That's not just
it's
in Colombia.
It's just being human, yeah.
It is true. And that's how you have to see Westminster. And that is what a king should make sure they're not doing, yeah?
Right.
And a man like Sir Alec...
Oh, he'd be keeper of the honeypot.
Fine suggestion. So... Someone's saying to David Attenborough, perfect.
Yep.
Oh,
perfect.
Everyone would accept
everyone
that.
Everyone would love him. He's got much more showbiz
yes.
about him.
Absolutely.
Maybe he also turns up with a lion.
Oh, yes. Man. Three lions.
It'll be David Attenborough and his three lions.
Yes.
The three lions of Sir David.
King David Attenborough.
Yes. And they are stacked in the van above each other.
Well, they're trained into
logo.
The position
yeah,
you get
yeah.
on the coat of arms. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Yes, and they're there, stacked up properly. A living logo.
And they
roaring
do that.
On command as
yes.
well, yeah.
Do that for Attenborough.
They, of course
Animals
they
will do anything for Attenborough.
Of course they would.
Do you know, he got his DNA analysed by that 23andMe or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turns out he's Mother Nature's nephew.
Is he? He's related
That's
to Mother Earth, Mother
yes.
Nature.
Yes.
Wow.
He's related to Mother Nature, yeah.
Mother Earth apparently was his aunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Mother Nature was. That's why he's yeah. a nephew. Yeah. Anyway, someone else saying David Dickinson for king.
Mm-hmm.
But then they pointed out to themselves instantly in the same text.
Yeah.
Imagine Charles coming home after a week. He's found the empty palace. David sold everything.
Yeah.
It's a very good point, though. But he would look fine, and he is called the Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he would look by himself.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
He's got a smashing wife, Lorne, who I've holidayed with.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Do you know what they are? A cracking couple.
Right. Yes.
And you certainly don't want to get involved with after dinner drinks with them, because that's going one way, that one.
Wow.
Yeah, they can get it back.
Sure.
Last person ever, when we swapped numbers, gave me his home number. Which I know he did by accident. No, I know he did it by accident, but God, it's funny calling it up sometimes.
It's so old school, isn't it?
Do you?
Yeah.
Give him a little call.
Yeah, you'll get it on about the third ring. I think it's just me and his agent.
And scammers.
And scammers.
Yeah.
But he answers straight away. No, he wouldn't dare.
Does he answer with the number? Is he
yes,
that
he
old school?
Yeah,
that's so old school.
I'll put it on my Instagram. You can all call it.
Oh, lovely.
Right. Bradley Walsh should make a great stand-in.
Sure.
Don't think he's got the time. He hasn't got the time.
Yeah,
he hasn't got
yeah,
the time. He's yeah. doing that He's doing that rubbish gladiators thing. What have you seen there, son, that you like?
Ben from Soham says, aren't we forgetting that Danny Dyer is actually descended from King Edward III?
Everybody
King
is.
King Danny I of West Ham.
Yeah, I think there's very few people, you can't, if you're going back that far, you're not tracing to a royal. Mm. They just did it to get publicity.
Sure.
But also Danny I of West Ham, he's Millwall, isn't he? He's Millwall through and through. Defo.
Ian in Leicester suggesting Brian Blessed. That's quite an obvious one. That's route one.
Again, Brian Blessed.
Shouting
That's
Brian
fantastic.
Blessed from
and
the balcony. Yeah.
Sean Bean would be very popular.
Another great suggestion.
Yes. Do you know what he would do?
Yeah.
Unite the kingdom, people of the UK. UK. Under Sean Bean. Do you remember, he's making decrees.
With a tradition of classic luxury.
Yes. But you imagine him hoving into view literally on horseback.
Let them use my carriage.
Yes.
I'll walk.
Stop. What is thy name, hag?
Otto.
Yeah.
At Honda, we've been engineering cars for over 75 years, actually. We know that excellence takes time. So you can rely on the Honda engineering in the all-new e:NY1. With a range of up to 250 miles on a single charge and up to 5 years warranty, servicing and roadside assistance. Our first electric SUV, the e:NY1. Oh, a hole-in-one.
Yes!
Honda, the power of dreams. Range based on test conditions and may vary.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Samsung is introducing instant translations for its Galaxy S24 range.
Right.
Promising an end to awkward encounters in a foreign language. We don't really get them in this country. You speak English. It's pretty well anywhere you go.
You just go slower and louder.
Yes.
And then eventually you get your message across.
There was a famous English explorer who said there is not a people on this earth that don't understand the English language when spoken in a loud, confident voice. But the phone will enable people to take a call in 13 languages and translate foreign conversations in person and on text messages.
While you're talking. Wow.
While you're talking, it's like the Babelfish, whatever.
It really is,
in
yeah.
In the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah.
The Babelfish.
Yeah.
You know, most countries you go to, Spain, all of Europe.
Yeah.
The French pretend.
They pretend
but
they don't,
know,
but they
yeah,
do,
but
yeah.
Not, but yeah, just mention how much money do you want, suddenly they pick it up pretty quickly. Yeah?
Or try to speak French, and then they try and put you down by correcting
absolutely.
You in English.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Worse than the Cornish. Yeah. In fact, very Cornish.
Sure.
Libraries should have branding like a pharmacy's green cross to increase their visibility, according to a review commissioned by the governor to explore their decline. I think the decline is that, firstly, books are widely available for people that want to read, and people actually like owning books now, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then they just pass them on, they have them on holidays. But also, you know, Kindle's kind of killed it, hasn't it?
Mm.
I think, you see, if you buy a book, you should get the Kindle free.
Yeah,
that's your
because you paid the publisher.
That's
yeah.
your license to own a book.
Yeah, right.
Like if you buy vinyl, you should be able to now have a lot of code on the back.
A lot of them do. You buy
do
a
they?
Record
okay,
and
I
then you get
that.
A code to download the MP3.
Yeah, a lot of mine were the albums I buy were made, you know, cut in the 60s
yeah,
and
sure.
the jazz. You know?
Sure.
But yeah, I
very
get
rare.
That.
Sure, yeah,
sure,
yeah.
sure. Really rare jazz.
Sure.
Yeah. And
like mono recordings.
Yeah, or Deutsche Record.
That's right. Yeah,
like that,
yeah.
You know, sort of rare group like you know stuff. But I get that. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
That's
well,
cool.
I think most of them, I think. Right. Definitely a few that I've bought.
Pretty
recently.
Most of
pretty
them.
Pretty much most
that's
of
not,
them.
And that's not any kind of thing to go.
Big.
Sunta says.
Hard facts from Sunta Templeton.
Pretty. Why don't you do that in the news?
Much. Most vinyl records of new albums.
Releases, yeah.
Releases
yeah.
come with yeah. a download code
in
nowadays,
Yemen today,
I think.
In Yemen today, pretty most people... said things.
I think.
And the weather today will be pretty much...
Probably quite chilly.
It looks
chilly.
It'll be a bit cold. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this.
Go on.
The public are turning their backs on Irons. Not West Ham.
Oh, right.
Irons.
What, as in ironing?
Yeah, sales are down 28%. Non-iron shirts and wrinkle-free synthetic fabrics may play their part. Most people putting that down. Do you know what it is?
What?
The miracle of steam. If you need to iron a shirt, the miracle of steam. The hard-to-clean place is clean with the power of steam.
I think it's because the generation of today, they just don't know how to smarten up.
No, they don't, Gav.
No,
you're
don't
exactly
care.
Right.
That's what it is.
Don't care.
But also...
A decent collared shirt.
A decent crease.
Exactly. On a slack. Yeah.
That used to impress a girl.
Absolutely.
But I guess, you know, these days, it's the power of steam, Gav.
Yeah.
Behold the power of steam.
God, that ad goes on
he's
forever.
Addictive. He's addictive.
You can't watch it round and round.
Especially when he starts taking you through the surfaces and you're not sure where the hell he comes from in the English-speaking world.
Radio X.
This is the 4 till 7 thing on your glorious Radio X. Like I say, it's very rare we come down on the side of the Cornish. Today we are.
Mm.
Because, Gav.
Yeah.
An ancient game played on the beach in St. Ives since the 16th century could be stopped over health and safety concerns because traditionalist councillors have refused to change its rocky location.
Right.
Or... allow chocolate coins to be thrown at children.
What?
Instead of pennies.
What is this
so
game?
So at the moment, children run around on what looks like a treacherously rocky beach.
Yeah.
It really looks like the sort of place, if you sent people blindfold and they had to walk around, they just stubbed their toes, you'd get any information you wanted out of them.
Okay, right.
Especially if you also struck their shins with putters. No, sometimes at night to get to sleep, I work on ways of getting information out of people. And
sure,
that's one of
sure,
them.
Absolutely.
It's a house of toe stubbing. Because it's really annoying, right?
Of course.
So if you wanted to torture people to get information, it'd be a darkened room.
Yeah?
Yeah. And there'd be it'd be circular. So that there's something behind, a wall behind you.
At all
always
times.
Keeping you, so you've got to walk.
Yeah.
But quite randomly, rods stick out that you that with stub, a sharp corner.
That you stub.
Right. That, yeah. No, that hurt your shin.
Right. Oh, just the shin. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
my shin!
So it's like the shin barking room.
Yeah, and
you,
then but also places then you escape. And then you've got to go to a certain speed and then it's there's little ledges that you stub your toe on.
Stubbing and barking.
Yeah, but then you've got to carry on, else you get flattened by the wall behind.
Oh,
which
my
scrapes
God.
You across all the Lego so stuck to the floor.
So you've got to take the pain.
Right.
Or get squished.
Right.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's, all right, I'll tell you where they are. You would yell.
Yeah.
I will give you the name of the leaders. Is that my non-specific foreign accent?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like yeah,
no one's getting offended by that.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We will tell you the name of the leaders. See, it's not from anywhere. Perfectly inoffensive. Anyway, the game of Cornish hurling. Do you know why it's called hurling?
Mm. Why? Because you hurl the coins.
Yes, because you hurl things at people.
It's a bit rude one, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Very rude. It's often hurling. You sort of think, because they use like a club and they...
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hurling, right? But this is. You throw a silver ball over the wall of St. Ia's, and that's just spelled IA, yeah?
Right.
Cornish okay. making up. Yeah, just making up saints, just to be all sort of like it's from another culture.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah. Mm.
You hurl these silver balls to competitors on Portminster Beach. It's an integral part of the integral part of St. Ia's feast day, which celebrates the consecration of the church by the Bishop of Truro.
Wow.
In 1434. So, you know, there's a lot to celebrate there.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. The Bishop of Truro from 14, what?
You can understand why they're still celebrating that. Yeah, there's lots of things.
Who could forget that
there's
reason?
Lots of openings of cathedrals by bishops of places lots of people haven't heard of.
That's right.
That people have been celebrating since 1434. It happens everywhere, Gav.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Why I find it hard to think of a cathedral that doesn't have people throwing coins at kids on a... Because...
But this is like some 70s football terrace.
That's why we've got to keep
football
it.
Terrace game.
We've got to keep
it. They've formalised.
I bet the corners sharpen the coins as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Feast day is held on the first Monday after the second... Sorry, it's held on the first Monday after the first full moon beyond February the 3rd.
Pagans.
Each year.
Pagans.
Stop.
Pagans. It's witchcraft,
pagans.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's pagans.
Pagans.
Full moon.
Pagans.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's held on the first Monday after the first full moon that falls after February the 3rd.
Right.
Each year.
Easy God. To remember.
No, they're just trying to, you know, get the right atmosphere.
Does the winner get burned on some on a big fire?
You've read the article, haven't
have
you?
Have I? Are you sort of honoured to be killed on the fire at the end?
Have you been reading my papers?
Chosen.
The Wicker Man.
And honoured by the...
You've been stopped reading my papers, Gav. Anyway, what happens is the bishop goes round. He's given what's called a vathlali.
Right.
A what?
A vathlali.
A vathlali.
And a vathlali is a length of very heavy Kenyan ironwood.
What?
Yeah. It's Kenyan ironwood.
Yeah.
And it's like, it looks like a sort of, imagine a wooden, like a wooden tomahawk, even the end of it.
Right.
So
yes,
it's like
yes,
that, called
yes,
a vathlali.
Can't work out if you're just making things up now.
I'm not. It's called a vathlali.
Yeah.
It looks like... No, I say...
Is it like a shillelagh?
It's like a shillelagh, but it's a Cornish one. It's a Cornish shillelagh.
Yeah, yeah,
so
there you go.
It's a vathlali.
The old Cornish shillelagh.
And it's when he's feeling wrathful, which is their word for wrath. And he goes around, they line up all the children, and now they just use a shopping trolley.
Right.
The bishop is put into a shopping trolley.
Uh-huh.
In the old days, it was called...
A cart or something.
Yes,
like.
It was called a shimming cart.
Yes, of course.
And he's wheeled along, and as he wheels along at a certain speed, which is exactly the rate of a donkey...
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
...that pulls him, and he can't giddy it up.
Right.
He strikes as many children on the head.
With the vathlali.
Yes, with the vathlali.
Wow.
And that's what happens.
Wow.
But of course, the health and safety brigade want to stop coins being thrown at kids on a rocky beach who are then being struck by a bishop over the head with a club.
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Soft Britain.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, just want to know, Cornish, we stand absolutely shoulder to shoulder with you on this one.
Yeah.
All bishops are allowed to strike children.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, please email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Isn't that right, Suns?
That's right.
That's right. Radio
X. With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Girls!
Stephen!
Sean!
Willow!
It's bed.
Bedtime!
One more race!
I'm almost done!
Okay, kiddos.
That's enough.
Time's up.
On to the app.
Your Wi-Fi is going off.
Going off.
Off. Off.
Oh. EE Broadband lets you pause the Wi-Fi on your kids' devices, helping them to switch off and drift off. Search EE Home.
Eligibility criteria apply. New EE Broadband customers.